Feeling below par, sluggish and lacking in vitality has become the norm for many of us. This chronic lack of vitality could be an indication that the lymphatic system is blocked, and one way to give it a boost is to do some regular dry skin brushing. Lynn McTaggart from Proof, What Works in Alternative Medicine, has been looking at the benefits and putting some of the body brushes to the test.
The real benefit is that it is a little workout for the lymphatic system, particularly since most of us have a blocked sluggish system that's just overwhelmed by toxins. Basically, the lymphatic system is it's an essential part of our circulatory system. It's a little network of vessels that pump a colorless liquid called lymph all around the body. There are about 700 clusters of lymph nodes all around our body, and they filter and purify the lymph and just get that fluid back and break down any kinds of toxins and pathogens. So this is why you see a huge increased incidence of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is basically cancer of this lymph system. It's a lymph system that's been absolutely overwhelmed by 21st century toxins. So it's really important for all of us to try to cleanse this every day and try to keep the lymph system working really well. And because these little channels lie just underneath the skin and they're transporting this kind of waste fluid away from the little cell and returning it back into the bloodstream, you can sort of move it along a little bit by brushing. And it's considered a good way to stimulate the activity of this whole lymph system. The big problem is there are no real studies to support this claim. This is just basically folk knowledge and the knowledge of many alternative practitioners. And they say they see good benefits. So we have to take them on their word.
Now, based on this folk knowledge, then, is there a particularly good way of doing this?
Some say start at the head, others at the feet. Some say use long sweeping motions. Others say circular motions of increasing pressure. But I think traditional practices sort of say concentrate on energy channels, but the modern approaches say basically brush the whole body. It's supposed to be the equivalent. One little skin brush is the equivalent of about 20 minutes of vigorous exercise. You know, it can't replace exercise for all those things that it does, but it can perhaps stimulate the lymphatics. Now, what I hear most of the time is brushing it toward the heart. So you start at your feet and you brush upward and toward the heart, and you start from your head and down and brush downward. But you use a dry brush. That's the really important thing, a dry brush rather than a wet brush. So this isn't a shower activity. It's a before or after shower activity.
And is there a particularly good type of brush?
Well, we got our panel members. We've sent them 10 different kinds of skin brushes to be used in a sort of skin brushing routine for 10 weeks, using each brush for about a week. And we told them to brush from the extremities toward the heart with the long sweeping strokes and then counterclockwise strokes on the abdomen. And members could choose whether or not to start at the head or the feet. I guess overall, everybody hated the hard brushes. I mean, one of them said, left scratch marks on my arms, legs, and bum, unable to use it on the stomach or delicate areas. One said, used once, never again. Tradition says that a semi-stiff or a stiff brush is best, but many panelists felt rubbed raw, particularly by one sisal backstrap. Our male testers found it very, very scratchy, and they found it very difficult to use on the whole body. Everybody was pretty disappointed because there was a lack of information given with each brush. Because of this, we gave none of them a 5-star rating.
Okay, putting aside the ones that nearly killed you when you were using it, which ones actually did do something but didn't leave you red raw?
Our favorite was the one that oftentimes is recommended by alternative practitioners, which is a paddle brush with a natural bristle. It's an easy one because you can have it on a stick as well, or you can use it as a hand brush. This is the favorite shape. It means that it can cover more skin with each sweep. It's economical in the brushing time. It was nice to hold and use. A few said it was too soft and probably didn't produce much more than the gentle exfoliating effect, but they liked the feel of it. At least it wasn't too hard.
And overall, did your testers think the body brushing was a good idea or thought it was useful for them?
Once they found a brush that felt right, they actually wanted to use their preferred brush because they found that they were invigorating effects. And they felt that longer-term brushing might yield other benefits. Over 10 weeks, it was hard for them to really tell. It's important to also know that lymph gets thicker when force is applied, so it's important to do gentle, regular movements, which are more likely to produce the best results in the long term. And I think really only time can tell with something like lymphatic brushing. Now, if you don't want to brush, by the way, there's a number of other things you can do, which are you can jump, Rebounders really can help your lymphatic system. You can drink water. That helps too. You can cut out aluminum-containing perspirants, antiperspirants. They tend to clog lymph nodes. You can raise your arms over your head. And you can also try massaging specific drainage points. You know, there is a thing called lymphatic massage. And you can try, learn some of that. You can massage, for instance, the little depression at the base of the throat or the nodes in the knees, groin, and armpits. And that will work a bit like a lymphatic massage.
That's Lynn McTaggart.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.